Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. And Sven, thanks so much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you for having me again.
You are absolutely welcome. And you're, I guess, next to City Administrator, you can put in there busy.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've gotten together. Yeah. So
no, hey, no worries. I know there's a lot going on. And so I figure we can just go over some of the projects going on in the city.
You bet. That sounds great.
Okay, so we'll start off here. Give us an update kind of with the Willis Avenue overlay project. I know there's some construction going down.
Yeah, so the last couple of weeks we've been trying to dip and dodge some rainstorms, but the contractor, Des Moines Asphalt, did start on the Willis Avenue overlay project. So that'll be overlaying Willis from West 3rd Street all the way to about 15th Street. Curb repair where needed. They're going to grind down the existing surface and then lay down brand new asphalt and repaint it so that it's a nice smooth ride down Willis.
Awesome. Okay. And so do you have like a timeline of when that's hoping to be done?
You bet. So with the Willis Avenue project, it is all contracted and bid through the DOT. And that's the DOT funds that are given to Perry. We're able to bank those over a few years to be able to do a larger project every few years. So they have 45 working days from when they start to finish that project. So the contract states that I believe they're supposed to be done by the end of June. So they just finished kind of the section from 1st to West 3rd. After then, they'll just kind of start working down Willis Avenue towards the east and kind of leapfrogging their way through. I'm going to jump ahead of you now, sure. But we also have our 2024 street repair project, which is the same asphalt overlay type of project and with the same contractors. So as they move down Willis, they might mill one section, break off, go mill some of our residential street projects while the paving machine is doing Willis. And then the paving machine will move to that area. The grinder will come back and just kind of go back and forth like that. So kind of a short-term disruption, but hopefully by the end of July, they're completely done with all of our roads and on to their next project. But definitely an exciting project. But again, the Willis Avenue project is 100% DOT funded. So that's just about $1 million project to overlay that stretch of Willis. And then about $1.5 million for residential streets. And that's getting us about 60 blocks of residential streets repaired with an asphalt overlay. Again, going in and making some full depth patches of the pavement section, replacing some of the concrete curb and gutter, things like that, and then overlaying with a new roadway surface. So that funding comes from our local option sales tax. And then it also comes, I want to say, in about 2014 or 2015, the state increased the fuel tax that everybody pays at the pump. And that increase that the city of Perry got, which is about $130,000 additional each year, we have really strategically set that aside and budgeted that for physical street repairs. Some of our other road use tax funds go to paying the street department staff and benefits, kind of those overhead things, but then also some equipment and upkeep and things like that. So we really wanted to be strategic with that increase in funding from the state road use tax. So that's been really great for us. This is our third round of asphalt overlays that we've done. So usually every year we do go back and budget some money to revisit the streets that we've done in one of our previous projects. And we seal all the cracks in those projects because with asphalt, the reflective cracks from the pavement underneath do come through. So we go through and seal those up to be able to extend the life of that pavement even a little bit more. So it's a great project. We try and do that every 3 years. This year, just with the increase in materials, with inflation, as we've all seen, and some increase in interest rates, we are going to be doing a 5-year note, so we'll be out one extra year till our next project. Hopefully interest rates come down and some prices come down to where we're able to get back into a four-year routine like we have been. But again, really great project. Both of these projects will really make a big difference in the overall rideability of our local street system. So very excited to get that project, both of those projects completed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Remodeled or whatever you want to say of roads is always nice.
Yep.
So thank you for sharing the details about that. Again, we are speaking here with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. And now, Sven, another project that's being worked on is the Iowa Street Stormwater Wetland. And so can you kind of provide the details about this one?
Absolutely. And this one is right along 141 by the Super 8. It kind of sandwiches the Super 8 motel out there at 141 and Iowa Street. So to the west and east will both be some stormwater ponds. So again, really focused on stormwater quality, but then also a portion of that being partially some stormwater management. Luckily, it's been dry enough in the past few years that we haven't seen flooding from this recent rain, but in those years where it is really wet, that area can get backed up and there's some pressure issues of two parts of town coming and teeing into one storm sewer that heads to Beaver Creek. So hoping to slow some of that water down, allow it to naturally kind of clean itself up, and then enter our storm sewer system to get to Beaver Creek. So really focused on that stormwater quality piece, but then also taking the opportunity to take kind of what would be a boring stormwater project, and on the west portion of it, which is between Highway 141 and Iowa Street, we're going to have a paved path around that pond, both for the ability to maintain it and to be able to allow people to walk around that and really experience all that that area has to offer. Not only that walking path, but we did set aside an area to be able to put in, hopefully, a natural playground, because that is kind of a what we would call a park desert on that side of town. So being able to provide that park space for that neighborhood all the way on Iowa Street, Summer Meadows, everything up in there in a nice walkable area to be able to take kids to or just be able to go for a walk around that pond. So really excited about that. Think it has not only potential in what we're doing now, but some of those future improvements that we're going to be putting in there as well.
Awesome. Before we let you go here, with the recent severe weather and everything, how has that, I guess, has it taken a toll on any of the projects, or how's that been affected?
Yeah, I think the last couple of years, we've all been a little bit spoiled with really excellent construction weather with not much rain. Does not fare as well for some of the farmers, and including myself with my pumpkin farm. But I was able to get the pumpkins in the ground right before their last rain, so I'm pretty jazzed about that. But yeah, obviously when we're talking about stormwater projects, it's very weather dependent. Also kind of affecting our airport project and being able to do some work out there. But coming up with some solutions, I know the contractors are all kind of dodging the rain where they can, even the overlay projects. But I think another area that's affected has been much needed rain has been washing out some debris from yards or down the street and plugging up some of our storm intakes. So we really would ask our residents that if you would have a storm intake right in front of your house or near your house, it is just a huge help to us and really everybody in the neighborhood when it rains, if those homeowners could help us by just clearing out those storm intake grates and making sure that that water can flow in there. We do try and get around town between storms and clean those off, but it is a really huge help for us to be able to focus on some of our construction projects or other things going on that we have instead of just going out and spending our time cleaning intakes. But definitely appreciated when our residents help us out with that.
Well, again, yeah, thank you. And we have been speaking here with our Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. And Sven, I'd like to thank you for all the information that you dished out today. Appreciate you stopping in. And yeah, we'll chat with you next time.
Sounds great. I appreciate the time.
You're absolutely welcome. And that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.